On Thursday, May 21st, the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition hosted a virtual press conference to highlight Colorado families facing additional challenges amid this crisis due to immigration status.
How do we align our own daily decisions for our health and economic well-being with compassion for what our neighbors are facing?
Among the speakers, Elena Silva, a Westminster restaurant owner and mother of two young children, gave voice to families excluded from receiving a federal stimulus check due to filing taxes jointly with a non-citizen.
A specific and targeted design, stimulus money was withheld from over 15 million people living in mixed-status families.
A provision in the CARES Act disqualifies mixed-status families from receiving a stimulus check identified by persons using an individual taxpayer identification number, the legal alternative to a Social Security number for immigrants.
This lays bare a grave hypocrisy in our tax system, that we ask of new immigrants to pay into a tax system if they are to ever have hope for citizenship, yet deny them support from the very system that they faithfully paid into.
For mixed-status couples, filing taxes jointly is part of proving the legitimacy of their marriage to eventually gain legal status. Advocates observe that this provision seemingly penalizes immigrants and their families for following the rules by paying federal income and Social Security taxes.
This also violates the civil rights of American citizens like myself, who choose to marry and file taxes jointly with their immigrant spouses.
Even without her husband receiving a stimulus check, the exclusionary provision denies Elena's family $2,700. That's $1,200 for herself and $500 for each of her children.
Families like mine are left without support. I worry about the future for my children, growing up in a mixed-status family with two parents that love them dearly, but a government that deems them worthy of support. And I worry about the millions of others affected by this cruel provision, and I pray that our leaders correct it quickly.
The HEROES Act, passed by Congress on May 15th, seeks to amend this provision and even retroactively distribute stimulus checks to persons previously excluded under the CARES Act. The Senate is expected to debate this legislature, consisting of another $3 trillion in economic aid, later this week. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.